Kevin Alexander's the champion, and in our position in a as a mandatory challenger, it's a 75-25 split on purse bid. So we're in a little bit of a weak position in terms of, you know, bidding for the fight. We made him some serious seven-figure offers to come to Sheffield, but he really made it clear that wasn't on his agenda at all. And, you know, if we win a purse bid, there is also the chance that he could vacate the title and we'd fight a lesser name for the world title. Now, that might sound nice to some people, but I think Kell Brook wants to be someone who fights the very best and wants to win the title, you know, and he wants to win it in style. And the chance to do that, particularly in Las Vegas and on network television in America, and of course being back here on live on Sky Sport, is something that really sort of raised his eyebrows and really made him hungry to do. And I think that he wants to go and make a name for himself in world boxing, and there's no better stage to do that than in America in Las Vegas.
How excited is he about this chance?
Hugely. I mean, you know, this is what we've been working for the last 15 months. You know, him and I have been working together. We started at the Hillsborough Leisure Centre in front of about 1,300, and we've built it up to the last three fights at a packed out Sheffield Arena. We've gone down the route to become a mandatory challenger, where that means that we fight for the world title without any options being held over our heads when we win the fight. So this is really the culmination of 15 months worth of hard work and great performances to get in this sort of moment of destiny, if you like, for Kell Brook, where I said to him this morning, I was with him in Sheffield, this comes down to 36 minutes in a ring with one other man to go and achieve your dream and to become a world champion. But the spoils for him once he beats Devin Alexander, and the rewards are just incredible. You know, potential fights with Amir Khan and Ricky Hatton and Manny Pacquiao and people like that. You know, this is a huge fight for Kell Brook. It's the kind of fight that's going to change his life, and he's hungry to do so. And, you know, I saw that look in his eye today where he's about to undergo 10 weeks of extreme intensity in training camp, and we believe he can go over there and snatch the title from Devin Alexander.
What's he going to do, Eddie? Is he going to go abroad again? Obviously he had some warm weather training, didn't he, ahead of the last fight. Is he going to do that again?
Yeah, we put in place a plan this morning. He's going to have a couple of weeks in Sheffield now, just really tuning himself up and getting fit. And then he's going to go to Ventura in Spain for a couple of weeks. Then he's going to come back, and then we're going to go over to America for 5 to 6 weeks in the preparation. Obviously, we're still waiting to hear the potential venue for this fight. It's looking like New York or Las Vegas, but Las Vegas is looking like the favourite at the moment. So if it's Las Vegas, he'll be in Big Bear, up in the mountains, or he'll be in Palm Springs in the desert, training for this fight, training hard. And you know, most of his time for this camp will be spent away, you know, as he really gets ready for the biggest night of his life.
How does Kell match up to Devin Alexander, and what kind of fight can we expect?
Well, Devin Alexander's very skillful. He's quite tricky. He's a little bit of a spoiler. You know, his last fight against Randall Bailey, who's a big, big puncher, he just tried to get through that. There was boos from the crowd sort of as the fight drew in because of his tactics. He's a southpaw. He's a counter-puncher. He's got very fast hands. He's not the biggest puncher in the world, but again, technically, he's very gifted. He's 25, and he's been in some big fights already. But he has been beaten. He got beat by Timothy Bradley, and that was a bit of a controversial loss there. He sort of threw the towel in on himself. He had an eye injury, and he didn't want to carry on. So there are question marks over his heart, but Kell's got to go in there and just put it on him with a new level of intensity and really try and stop him. You know, we hope for a fair crack of the whip, and my job as a promoter is to ensure that we get that. But really, Kell's got to go out there with the mindset to go and stop Devin Alexander, and I believe he can do so. Alexander's a natural light welterweight. He's a smaller man than Kell, and Kell's a big, big welterweight. You know, 25 years old Alexander, 26 years old Kell Brook. This is just a great fight between two of the very best welterweights in the world. And when Kell Brook defeats Devin Alexander, he's going to really, really make a name for himself in world boxing.
Amir Khan says he'll definitely fight Brook if he wins against Alexander. In fact, he's quoted as saying, "I think it's a great step up for Brook because he's been fighting at a lower level." Wonder what you make of that. And he also says, "I'm surprised he's taking the fight with Devin Alexander because Devin Alexander is a great fighter." What are your thoughts on that?
Well, that's what you're in the game for, to fight the best, to be the best. You know, it's very nice of Amir Khan to tell us that if we become world champion, he'll fight us. I mean, I think that's something we'll decide. But, you know, again, once you win the world title, you're in the driving seat. If Amir Khan wants to be an opponent and wants to challenge for our world title, it'll be on our terms. And that's one of the reasons we're taking the fight, because we want to fight the best. And we don't feel Amir Khan is the best. He's coming off two back-to-back losses. He has no belt. And other than just a case of pride and beating Amir Khan in a big UK fight, he doesn't really bring anything to the table. So we want the world title, and then when we do win that world title, then a Khan fight will be on our terms, but we'll be the one letting him know if we want the fight or not.